have to worry.
But John said that no good. Because if you're dead in another stance, that's the same so God will see you. You know? When you go to see God, that's how you're going to see God. God will see your face, yes, sir. So John said, I want to your fire. Why are you screwing like that, you know? You know? So you have to fix your face right, especially when you're going to sleep at night. So the best way, have a word of prayer. A word of prayer is very good. See? And let me see the hand. Don't lie. Don't worry. If you lie, you're getting dropped like Ananias and Sapphira. Who prayed to, who, let me see who prayed today. Make, put up your hand if you pray today. If you know you get up and you pray, say, thank you, God, boy. Thank you for that. All right. All right. Who never pray? Who would you read a Bible, a psalm or a chapter? Put up your hand. Anyone? All right. Who never pray nor read Bible? Put up your hand. Who never do nothing at all? Some liar in another crowd. Yeah. But anyhow, if you get up that day and go to the day and don't say thank you, God, that means you're living like an animal. Only animal. I want to say animal might live better. Because as the animal get up in the sun and shake off and say,
thank you for that.
See? So we have to take time to give praises. Can't live so like animal. Some people say they don't believe in a religion or anything, but you know, it's not the religion that is the problem, you know. Because what religion does, religion helps to give you a pattern or a direction of thought and a fellow of worship, a form of worshiping. When you can fellowship with your brother or your sister, it's a great feeling. It doesn't matter that you just need someone who have the same philosophy and who look at life the same way. And then you're just farmer, you don't have to be in a church. Because it can't just be a gathering. Because just say we're one or two or three or more of I and I gathered. It's a church, right? Yes, it's a church. Because when Christ... All right, let me ask you a question. How much church Christ built? The Bible says, and Christ seen the multitude, he went into a mountain. And the people followed him. Or he go to a seaside. If you want to save the world, gotta save the children. Set an example for the children to follow. Make a better tomorrow. If you wanna save the world, gotta save the children. Set an example for the children to follow. Make a better tomorrow. Yeah. Let the children know we're both of the needs. The child is Saturday. Yeah. And let them know how important it is to go down on their knees and pray. Yeah, and let them take that spirit of love as they journey along life's way. There could have been no better place for me. Let's keep it serious. In the world, make it a better place for you and for me. The thereby, and if you care enough for the living, let's make a
come back. Come, sing with me. I know you can't sing. One more time.
Heal the world.
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3. Ill Groove Garden.
Yes, guys, Montreal, we are live at the Reggae Festival.
Yes, Montreal's International Reggae Festival is beaming live to you on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's right, it's Ill Groove Garden time, where your last hour of the week is the best hour of the week. Normally we throw you some hip hop, but we in a reggae vibe today. We downtown, we outside, we have the crowd in the back of us. We have Luciano on stage, we had Sanchez before, we have Montreal summer vibes in full and total effect, man. The rain stayed away for today. It's a little chilly. It's a little chilly, but it's definitely hot down here at the Old Port. We are just finishing up. We have a couple more minutes left. So keep it locked right here at 90.3 FM. We're listening to some Luciano live.
You're listening to
power is moving just like a magnet. Yeah. The Holy Ghost
I give you 3 years worth of work. Wallet. Bring it down. What a vibes. No. After them vibes, you can just run in our next. Your head will lick up. Yes. You talk about some of the man in my head now. We'll lick up in our business. Okay? Oh, a man for come and start a job. And then cut off in locks. And say, when my things on slack sitting car, no money now make out of jam you. So we say whatever. No money now make out of jam. You're mad. Right now the biggest selling artist is who? Bob Marley. Globally, me I tell you about. Me not talk about from now reggae or no papa world. Me not talk about internationally. You understand what I am saying is that when you do good work, it must sell. Someone want come next to now. Look now, cash crop. That's the problem. But when I go do now, I make some little cash crop and go out there. The market change again, pan them. Cause when them things say culture dead. Them see some little young youth run up on them and say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. And them must say, but it. Right now, them feel like stranger. I want to do something very different for you tonight. So I'm going to play something from the guitar. Nice. Eh? Is this the time down? Oh, yeah, I said to my man, it's the time down in the paper. I love you. You take good care. God bless you. Stay sweet, stay strong. And the messenger is always going to send positive vibes for you. Pick up everyone, all my fans. God bless you, all my friends and family. 12 tribe of Israel, Baba Shantanaya Bingi. Ethiopian World Federation, Ethiopian Union.
Yeah, that's right, CKUT 90.3. We are live at the Reggae Festival. That's right, you got to tune in to the Ill Groove Garden. It is the capital ZIP. I got DJ Blaster, I got Miss Ben, and we got Luciano on stage outdoors. Montreal vibes. Remember, we got the after party going on at Blue Dog if you missed any of this. But keep it locked right here, www.ckut.ca.
Just leave this world behind.
And then you fly like a bird.
right, you're listening to Luciano Live. Just gonna be exiting the stage. We're gonna just ride this vibe, and maybe we're gonna get an opportunity to actually get the man to sit down and chat. We have, of course, Boom Boom Time's only host, Miss Pat Dillon, is also in the building, so she may have a chance to sit down with him and chat. We're gonna ride the vibe. We also have some DJ Blaster reggae mix. So let's keep it locked right here, 90.3 FM, live from Montreal. Reggae Festival. Gotta pick up Louise.
Whoa! That brings us to the end of the 11th edition of Montreal Reggae Fest. Did you all enjoy yourselves? Did you all enjoy Luciana? Did you all enjoy Rough Cut Band? Did you all enjoy Montreal Reggae Fest? I want to say something to you all, because you all don't know it and you don't realize it. This is one of the best reggae fests throughout the world. You know, stress cannot travel and it cannot hear, there and everywhere. Big up Eric Blagrove for having the dream. I have a dream. And on my right hand here, because I have a dream, in this province where we parle français, because this is Quebec, this young man who has taken reggae to another level that everybody enjoyed. Talk to them, young man.
Yeah, merci à tout le monde d'être venu au festival cette année. Faites un
maximum de bruit pour vous, Montréal. Yeah! À tous les artistes, à tout le monde, tous les organisateurs, les techniciens, la sécurité, tout le monde qui ont participé de près ou de loin. Mais bien sûr, à vous, on se donne rendez-vous en 2015. Big up yourself, all the people who came. Montreal, you're so lovely. Reggae music's alive. Hey!
Hey! Hey, 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 hey. You done? Are you done? Said big up. I want to thank Pat Dillon Moore. I want to thank all the radio stations. Want to thank everybody. But you know something, y'all don't know this. The backbone, apart from the CEO, Mr. Eric Blagrove, there's two ladies whom I bother. I said, get me 2 tickets. Get me 10 tickets. I'm going to bring her out here because she gets me water. She gets me something warm. Aitasha, come out here. Aitasha, come out here. This is the lady that runs the Reggae Fest, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, fait du bruit, car sans elle, rien de tout cela serait possible. Aitasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Beaming at you live from the Reggae Festival here in Montreal. We all over the spot, man. We are in Montreal. We're having a good time. We got DJ Blaster here. We got Miss Ben. We got the Ill Groove Garden regular crew. We got Jesse. He's kind of missing in action, but you know, he'll be down hosting the after party when it comes to the Reggae Festival down at Blue Dog. Free entry. We got DJ Blaster there tonight. We call it church, but in the meantime, we're going to listen to some of our own DJ Blaster's reggae mixes. So just please hold it tight, and we may be having some special interviews coming up too, so keep it locked right here, 90.3 FM CKUT. The corner. Live at the Reggae Festival, we have the man himself, Luciano, live, just coming off the stage, blazing it up. We have to say respect to the man coming in. Welcome, King. Welcome, King. Welcome.
Give thanks, brother.
Good, 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 good. Good to see you. That's it.
Piping out, piping out.
There we go. We live here. We live here. We have Pat Dillon also in the building. And
how are you, Queen?
Don't even start with me, sir, but you know I love you.
Greetings.
You look good. Greetings.
Man,
it's nice to see you without snow.
Nice, man.
You had an energetic set tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let me let you catch your breath a bit. Because literally,
you know,
it's still
because the
like
spirit of Daddy Marcus is moving like a magnet in me, you know.
Alrighty.
Because it's a serious time in the history of humanity. What we see happening right now, we need to address the people. Not just come and sing it. Because the people go with my songs and they know it. So to just come and just sing song for song and line for line, it's not going to touch. You need something special for a day like this. Remarkable day.
Now, I like the messages.
One of the things that I've been talking with the more serious, conscious artists on this festival is the last 2 months, 3 months, have been aggression and sad news after sad news. Tell me how you use your music to heal. Events like this and since I last saw you.
I have seen a lot of changes in a lot of people lives. And many people come up to me, a lot of fans and folks come up to me and tell me personally. There was an elderly lady who even at a festival, I think it was Kimsey Festival, she made a nice flower pot, a pot of flowers, and came out and said with a card and gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was saying that my music has helped her through some rough time because she lost about 3 sons right in a row. And I'm telling you, music can touch you. When someone can come and try and bring your gifts and tell you stuff and thing. But really, like, if they wait until it's when you're dead, you know, makes sense. You know, but the best thing we can do anyone right now, you know, you have conscious music, no matter what you're going through, you can turn it on at any time, at your own leisure. It is a gift from God. And even though some people pay like a 10, 15 or 15 Canadian for a CD, but the time spent in and putting it, and what you can get from it, music, my music, the ministry, I see it working. Mm-hmm. And people like, all not just messenger, but every conscious artist. Right now, I left, on stage, I left, what's his name? Oh my God, big artist, though, from East, from Ivory Coast.
Got Alpha.
Alpha Blondie, man. Come on, man. I left him singing Jatem, Jerusalem Jatem, and the people, his movement, it's like a sea. The people just moving and swaying, and the breeze blowing, and, you know, there's nothing can give you that feeling. Nothing else can give you that feeling. You have to be there to experience it. Music does that to you.
Let's
and as Mama Ali said, when one thing about the music, when
you
it hits you,
no
you
pain.
Don't feel no pain. It's easier.
We understand the thing, man.
To the house, man.
Thank you very much, sir. I feel blessed to be in the house with you. Well, we're blessed to have you here this evening. My name is Nadine. I'm also a co-host on one of the shows on CKUT. You had a very, very energetic performance. Blessed. And you give speech and everything involved.
And joke and everything.
Yes.
Full
so
package.
We feel irie.
Thank you, man. I
feel the
same
the
way.
Night.
Honestly, I feel mellow in my spirit. You know, there are things that, you know, happening around us that sometimes if you're not careful, it can change your mood and cause you to lose your composure.
No,
but you have to stay focused.
I asked you this
and
the last time.
Project your purpose.
Last time you were here, I asked you this, and I'm asking it again for because we have a larger listening audience because this
That's
festival does that. I think this is your third time here?
Yes.
Third time, right? Cause you family. Tell me about how you feel about the internet, the good and the bad.
Well, listen, the internet is what is recorded in life. It's live recordings going on. And this is like what it is now. Whatever it is in the Bible, just some people may hit against the Bible and say, "Why? No, 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 not with the Bible and the Bible." But at the end of the day, if you're looking for a book with some history, somehow about humanity, you got to read the Bible somehow. There may other books to you know, correlate with it and strengthen the message. But as I say, King James couldn't write the Bible. King James could not write the Bible. I want to repeat this one on the internet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
King James could not write the Bible. What King James has done is advise a revision, a revised version of the Bible, and he make him one addition to suit his congregation and his constitution and his companions. And they drink together and laugh. You understand? Please give me out. What I want to say, Queen, is that the Bible was written by men. It's the life and the history of humanity that goes regarded. Some put it on goatskin, some put it on cave walls, some put it on stones, some write on different scrolls and so on. But after a while, the history of humanity is now recorded in the internet. So the internet is very important. It has its good and bad. There is the same amount of good that the internet can do. It can do the same amount of bad. So how I see the internet is a 50-50 chance to take with your life.
Are you in studio?
And the knowledge.
Are you in studio now? Tell me what you're doing now musically.
Well, I'm on tour, you know. I've been on tour since May. Cause first, Mike General and I and Sugar Ray and Conrad Crystal have been on tour. Because we have two albums out there I'm touring right now. You know, and I'm never out of the studio.
Okay.
Because even as we speak, we travel with a studio on tour. You understand?
That's a message. Yeah,
man, I get a new piece of equipment there, the iPad there.
Yes.
Right? But you remember, you're the part of me I use now with it. That's why I said the internet can't help you.
The technology.
It can't help. Internet can't help you. Mm-hmm. And it can wreck you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it depends on what you use it to do. It's a tool. It's like any other tool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a cutlass, it can help you in life, but you can't chop you too. So,
modern technology.
What I'm using is a garage band.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm making some nice rhythms, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm coming on plane and I made a rhythm called The Heavens Declare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, when I drop that, it's going to be like a bomb.
Okay. What advice would you give? We're talking about modern
technology.
Not a
nuclear bomb, but like a word bomb, you know?
Okay, we love that.
Word bomb. Word. O-R-D. Word bomb. People in spirit and just explode. So, shit, I think we get that.
Yes.
Yeah, man. But you see, what happened is the technology, it has come from that crude state.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge of man.
Yes.
Has journeyed from that crude state of goat skin and instead of the slate on the wall, it's now the slate is in your hand.
Straight.
Instead of the slate, mm-hmm. you used to write it at school, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had this iPad a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But they never have no thing about it. A chalk we used to use about it. Remember, no, man?
No, I'm not member. I'm not member about that one day.
Of course.
Yeah, a of young course. Man.
I'm too young. I understand.
All right, yeah.
So what advice would you give to the young people who are doing music now with the modern technology?
I want to tell you them, Simon, listen. Because in as much as you can use the technology, you can use it and I make your own little idea. Because what I use with the iPad is create the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go with the musicians in the studio. We waste less time in the studio.
True.
So I just go in and just play. So this is what I want, my brother. Bassy, this is my bass. Solo it.
Mm.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play nothing different. That's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, that song I did, Where Can I Find a Place to Live? I wrote that song in my room, in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
A keyboard right beside my bed. And as I go in the bathroom and bed and come back, I find I like the vibes like that. Why I'm in the bathroom? Because, you know,
catch a vibe.
It's good to have a recorder near your bathroom because
trust me.
You become your real
self. Yes, a true thing, man.
And some voice, I said, wait, can we sing that? Yeah, look out if somebody else is singing in the bathroom because some voice come out of you and some sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good time. That's why I think a lot of people who are creative, very creative and doing their own thing at their own leisure, they will get more out of them, out of themselves because them feel like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you bring them among other musicians and musicians too bad, this man too big, man afraid to come out of himself. And I say, all right, I go from Jimmy and I to the seven. Yeah. Where go about six? What do you finger for you? And a man said, man feel afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a man can create and bring it to you and say, messenger, I have this idea here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. I want to encourage them and tell them, but don't get lost in that world and feel like that's where it stops. Go and find some nice professional musician and even give them, let them listen and ask them their opinion. It's good to have the elders to guide you.
Yes.
Because even myself, enough time I go to Miss Babande. Because we have a song on the album, Kabbalah Man, creator of history. He wrote that song. He's one of the greatest writers of all time. I say that right. Are we still online?
Yeah. Of course. Straight you.
No.
Lavender Rex CKUT.
Them know why you're Pat Mote, man.
Oh, God, Queen B. The blessings, man.
Listen, we don't want to keep you up because it's always
right now, man. I was rushing a while ago, but I don't know rush again. And I can't stay, man.
Good.
I can play some with my guitar.
We're going to get some other questions. We got some people.
Yeah, get some questions.
We got some questions from some people.
How are you, beautiful? Your locks is grown so... I will talk. I need to speak.
We have any questions?
Pictures later.
We're going to do some pictures. We're going to do everything. Again, we're live at Reggae Festival.
I need to speak with you, please. Are you on a rush?
Any other questions? We got a little bit of a crowd, but does anybody have any questions?
Let me just wrap up.
Questions are going to be on the other side. Okay.
I'm going to be from Gambia.
Oh, my God. How are you, man?
But...
Where are you coming from? Whether you come from London, Africa, man, push up your one if you love the Gambian Mandinari, or Busumbala, Bali, if you love Kabbalah, Bakote. Big deal.
That's lovely.
Now, you tease me, and I don't want to keep it up, so no more questions. But if you did do something on this guitar, I wouldn't mind.
So I wouldn't mind either because...
And then Anne have to get you because Anne is going to beat me up and I would have to take the lick from Anne.
That is my favorite instrument. So I would love to hear the guitar. Let me give you some space.
Yeah, because I was just about to play on the stage and they told me that time ran out. So,
listening audience, you're getting an exclusive...
Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Again, you can.
That's how we do it on CKUT. That's why when a funding drive, we don't give away no money because we need it. We give you all the exclusive stuff on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And again, you
live
can download
here at
this.
Reggae Fest 2014.
You can download us www.ckut.ca. Again, we got that exclusive stuff. Il Groove Garden, Luciano.
That broken hearted man toiling in the burning sun, a disappointed African who doesn't even understand. After so many years of sweat and tears, still he's living in fear, wondering if and when he's gonna have his share. Oh, guess what's happening? New days dawning.
You know, I could take the headphones off because the string is going right against the... It's okay, man. Once I balance here, it sounds clean though. But it keeps going on the strings. One more time from top.
Hey. What's the CKUT coming at you.
That broken hearted man toiling in the burning sun, a disappointed African who doesn't even understand. After so many years of some get up there, sitting in the rocking chair, while it's living in despair, after so many years of sweat and tears, still he's living in days when I used to suffer, never had a job, never had a dollar, said to myself, I got to make it somehow, but I knew I would never bow, the system even tried to tempt me, tried to trick me with their vanity, 'cause of my pride and my dignity, I still live with integrity, and so I made it through the rough time. I know I'm living in the good time. I see I made it through the rough times. Now I'm living in the good times. Just want to harmony say, rough times, eh? That's all I need from you. And good, good. All right, culture. So let's give me good times, rough times, good times, okay? Come with me. Rough times, from rough times to good times. Good times, my God. Rough times. I feel singing at yours, you know?
Sure.
Good times. KUT, place to be on the internet. Get connect.
Good times.
Sweet.
Yo, we're moving to the show. Move the CHO right there.
This is how we do it here on CKUT 90.3
FM. I'm going to have to be fair because there are a lot of journalists here. And I know the vibe in you.
Yeah.
I would have loved to take it for Halloween and the whole entire world. But we got her up close and personal.
Right. Yes.
And let's share it with the
Thank
other
you very
media.
Much.
And I always have special moments with
Queen
you.
Queen Pat is a
you.
Blessing. And I love
Thank
you. So you keep the fire blazing. Can look at
you.
No people lose the way and gone astray.
We try.
So we have to give thanks to all the empresses and the lioness. And the, because it's not just the kingdom where I worry everything. The queens and balance the thing. So we give thanks.
Thank you.
Also in the house.
Nadine.
Queen Nadine. Looking so clean.
Thank you so
My
much.
My God.
Alright, we love that.
So I don't know what time it is, but
we gotta go.
Luciano's gonna make his way out of here.
We got CKUT Live continuing on at the Reggae Fest. We're gonna hit you with some more music. We got DJ Blaster's mix, and we're just gonna let you know that we had a real exclusive. That's right, Luciano in the building. We outdoors here at the Reggae Festival. If you missed any of it, it is, wow, something definitely not to be missed. But we're going to listen to some DJ Blaster right now. Let's keep it locked right on here, 90.3 FM. We're going up until midnight.
Hey, you must have an inner. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell your yellow man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer them a tap, but me not a no girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them ask me how me have no girlfriend. Two arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough.
Of loving and kissing under the golden moon that that shines a silver light. Oh, I'd like to be one of them, but I'm like a wandering sheep, a wandering sheep on this island, with no one to love me, with no one to kiss me. That's why I say,
yeah, 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 Ill Groove Garden, we are back at you. Again, we are live at the Reggae Festival. We're listening to a DJ Blaster mix. You like any of the vibes you're listening to? Again, you can check him down at Blue Dog later on tonight. We got the Reggae Festival after party down at Blue Dog on St. Laurent Street. So we got my man Eric, who's in the building too. We got the man who put together this whole festival. And this is how many years straight now?
11 years. Greetings, 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 Montreal. Greetings. Mm. 11 years straight, man.
Yes.
Still going strong, you know?
Well, I mean, I got to say, I remember the, from the first one to where it is now, continues to be one of the best reggae festivals I've ever attended. And, you know, I am hearing about things in Toronto and other different spots, but it looks like Montreal is definitely holding it down. And just the list of artists that come through, and when you think about the weekend pass, you get the think of the amount of artists you get to see. You're paying like $10 an artist.
no doubt about it, man. We just try to for people, just afford it for people. You
yeah,
know? Yeah. Because you know it's a family thing, so we just want a family for just you know come out and enjoy.
And, that's a good vibe about it too. You know, I was definitely down here. I got to pick up my family. They're waiting for me at the car. But you know, you can bring the kids. You can bring the teenagers. Had a good time too. Got to pick up everybody who came down. Lots of families. Bring out your lawn chair. You sit down. There's good vibes. There's good food. You know, everything's just bubbling. And of course, the music is, you know, off the chain. So where does it go from here?
It's journey continue, man. But when I want to tell you, first I want to tell you that I have to really give them people their props, man.
Yes.
If, especially Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
When it's rain, man. People, them stand up in the rain umbrella, man. My heart goes out, man. I really adore them, man.
Yeah, honestly,
them, man.
I
really have some good supporters, man.
There were some people that were here that I was speaking to that were here on the Saturday. And they said it was raining. But they were so into the vibe. At one point, Allison Hynes was performing. And they almost forgot it was raining.
Oh, man, that was amazing, man.
So, you know, just to be out there, it was cold, it was raining, but we still do it. And, you know, don't even hesitate. I know some people think, okay, well, Reggae Festival, it wash out. It can't wash out. You can't wash out good
rain
vibes.
Never stop
can't
it,
wash out good
vibes.
Nah, just like Carnival, it just can't stop.
I just wanted to bring that up. You mentioned Allison Hynes was here. So that's the second soca artist that you have in a row. So with Reggae Fest going on for so long, what made you decide to reach out to the soca heads as well?
Well, that's a good question. See, I'm working with the audience now. It's not really me alone. So I have to work with what the people, what the streets. So every year we try to put something different, make it a different, you know, spice to it, you know.
Because we were wondering, you know, when I say we, I mean a bunch of heads, you know, soca heads. We're just wondering, you know, are they going to have a soca festival? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're trying to, because it's not reggae alone. This is 90% of reggae music. So the other 10% could be anything.
Right.
Could be soca, R&B, hip-hop, whatever. Anything in music, man. Come salsa, whatever. You know, we just try to make it, you know, for people in the music. Music is music, you know.
Yes.
And it's life.
Right.
Especially me, and my, me don't dance to reggae music alone. Any music, I'm a music lover.
Right.
Drum and bass,
a
rhythm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
And of course,
I don't even have to understand the language. Mm-hmm. Just go from there.
And we got to thank you, and or I will personally thank you over and over for 11 amazing reggae festival events. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, listen, this to me is like, this is the wind down for summer. When Reggae Festival hits, summer's like winding down. And it's one of those, you know what, it's a good weekend. Let's get out there, enjoy it while we can. So Montreal, mark your calendar for next year, because you got to come and check this out. All my international people, again, www.ckut.ca. I know you're listening out there. It's a beautiful time to travel to Montreal. Normally, it's still a little bit warmer than this, but you see, even in the cooler temperatures.
You didn't hear us talk about yesterday?
Yo, trust
even
me.
Even in
the rain, we still do it.
We're still out here.
Wow. So, Ill Groove Garden, we got a few more minutes left of the radio show.
And is there anybody that you would like to big up on the radio? Special thanks. Or?
Well, definitely, I would like to big up the Montreal team, the crew, Aitasha and Sonia, Crystal, and Richard, mm-hmm. Marga K, Richard Montreal, mm-hmm. yes. Dancehall.com.
Whom will finally be able to sleep after tonight.
Trust me,
it's a heavy weekend for you, huh?
And I'd like to say thank you to the fans, man. The great fans, man, what we have in Montreal,
yes.
man.
Yes.
Thank you, man. And the journey continue. And God
Keep
be with
supporting.
You guys, man, all the time. It's a blessing.
Keep supporting.
It's
again, thank you, Eric, for coming through. Again, www.montrealreggaefestival.com. That how they can get it. Mark your calendar for next year.
Straight, man. Same place, yes. same time.
Yes.
Respect.
Definitely. So we're going to continue to listen to some DJ Blast. We got a few more minutes left. But, again, go down to Blue Dog if you're feeling the mood. Listen to some reggae tonight. But we're live from the Reggae Festival.
Some guys had all the love. Oh, baby, some guys had all the pain. Some guys have a little sunshine in their eyes. And my life is always filled with rain. Oh, yeah. Oh,
storm started coming to Reggae Fest when the first one, I was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
The second
reggae
one,
festival baby.
She's 10 months and so on. And so she's been to every one of them.
I'm saying I haven't missed a Reggae Festival yet.
I don't think I have. No.
Right, so she is a Reggae Festival baby. You want to say goodnight and tell everybody that DJ Storm's going home to bed?
Good night.
She's sleepy. We're going to get her home.
She should be.
Well, I'm out of here. Leave it
Thank
to all you young
to,
folks.
Miss Pat Dillon again. You can check her out. Boom Boom Time.
Hey.
On CKUT.
Every Sunday.
And we what have time? Zeta. We have all kind of people in the building. DJ Blaster. Everybody else again. Keep it locked right here. 90.3 FM up until the midnight hour.
It's my prerogative. Oh, yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Da 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 da. You got a fast car. I want a ticket to get you anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. From zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Oh, yeah. You got a fast car. I've got a plan to get us anywhere. Working at a convenience store. Manage to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and
Groove Guard and the Capital VIP back at you. That's right. We are live on air. We've got
just winding down from the
Reggae
Festival.
If you missed it, definitely go check out www.ckut.ca. Download this show because we had a live interview and incredible performance by the one and only Luciano, the messenger.
Himself
was in the spot.
Bazillion.
In your ears.
In the tent.
Oh my God. We in the tent. He was in the tent. We tented up. And I gotta big up everybody else again who came down to Reggae Festival. Roxanne, Zaria, Darius, Tylene, everybody else. And we got energy going on again tonight. If you wanna go check out Blue Dog, we got the Reggae After Party. DJ Blaster, he's in the back. DJ Blaster, what's up? Come here, man. Say what's up, man. People don't even think he's really here, but it's really here. Storm's here. We got Miss Ben. We're going to actually send it back to the station. We got DJ V-Mine ready to take over on that side. So keep it locked right here at 90.3 FM CKUT. DJ Bash, you got something to say? Prove to them that you're here, man.
Yes, I'm here. Just don't forget, tonight at Blue Dog, we're doing an after party. Big up my girl Storm in the building. What's up, Storm? How you
Storm
doing?
Storm in the building.
I got to big up Nate Love, too. Got to big up Nate Love. Everybody else out there, Jesse Walker, where you at, bro?
Happy birthday to everybody that celebrated one for the past week.
Hey.
Whoever's birthday is coming up. Blessings to you.
Yep.
and yours.
Keep it locked right here. We're going to throw it back at the in-studio CKUT 90.3. But again,
Ill
Groove
Garden.
Each and every Sunday night, 11 to midnight. Peace.
Adrian Kane, and you are now tuned in to Sound of Soul with your main man, DJ V-Mind, on CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.